Something very important happens in today's gospel. Jesus comes to his disciples and breathes on them and speak to them that receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven and whose sins you retain are retained. The words that he breathed on them are very important because it doesn't happen too often that God breathes on somebody. It happens twice in the Bible. First time, on the beginning, written in the book of Genesis, when God created Adam, he breathed on him, and the Adam received life. He created man. And second time, Jesus breathed on his disciples, and he created also new reality of forgiveness, something what wasn't available for people before his death. And we take it for something so obvious that God is forgiving, that he loves us, and if we messed up we can go to confession and he forgives us our sins. It is something very new what God makes. This is the new creation. I listened recently to the Jewish lady who became a Catholic nun, and she shared how she was shocked when she heard during Mass that priest says, "Behold the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world." For us is something what we hear every Sunday. But for her, as a Jewish woman, it was incredible to hear such words that Lamb of God can take away sins of the world. The all sacrifices made in Old Testament, the thousands of rams, lambs, bulls killed, they didn't take away people's sins. They were symbolized God's willing to forgive people's sins. But it became something real and present through God's death in his Son Jesus Christ. So what we have is something really, really big, that forgiveness is available for every one of us. This is why it's so connected with Divine Mercy Sunday. God's message about his mercy is that there is hell, there is purgatory, there is heaven, and he wants us to be with him in heaven. This is why he gives us everything what is possible for him to do it, to offer us the tools to receive the grace of forgiveness and pray for others who by their choices don't choose to go into heaven. When Jesus speaks to Sister Faustina about Divine Mercy and Divine Mercy Chaplet, he says that if the hardest sinner pray at least once the Divine Mercy Chaplet, God will be willing to do everything to change his heart, and he won't be condemned. And that we can pray for others to beg God's mercy, that the hardest sinners may change their hearts and receive God's mercy, forgiveness, and open themselves for a gift of salvation and heaven. God gives us a lot that more that we even can understand and imagine how much he gives us. And because we grew up in all those gifts, in Eucharist, confession, sacraments, we really don't get how incredible things God does to us through the Church. And Divine Mercy Chaplet, only 7 minutes. How difficult it is to remember to pray at Divine Mercy Hour 3 p.m. or find this time and pray it. Pray for the sinners. Pray for ourselves. Let us beg God's mercy that He may change our hearts and fill it with His love and zeal for salvation of others, that we may use what He gives us to help Him save others and to meet each other in heaven someday.